Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Michelle. Thank you so much for tuning in to Backquote today. We're talking today about sildenafil. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. The patent for the drug Viagra, which is used to treat male impotence, expires in the US in 2020. Indian companies have been preparing for a copycat version after losing the patent on their own version. The pharmaceutical product sildenafil citrate, Viagra, is commonly prescribed to treat erectile dysfunction, a common problem affecting between 10 and 30 million men in the United States. Revatio, like the brand name Viagra used to treat erectile dysfunction and impotence in men, also uses pulmonary arterial hypertension as a treatment for the same problem. Sildenafil is a generic version of Viagra, which is itself used to treat erectile dysfunction. In addition to the high-dose Viagra tablets that contain sildenafil for ED treatment, Revio X supplies it in lower doses for PAPH treatment and in higher doses for ED treatment. Viagra is administered by more than 67 million men worldwide, and its popularity shows no signs of slowing down. Viagra is a warning for heart disease, and like many medications, the long-term effects of sildenafil on men's heart and blood pressure are still unclear. The long-term effects of sildenafil, which contains Revatio, on blood pressure, heart rate and blood sugar levels were not investigated. The side effects of vardenafil are potentially lower than those of sildenafil and Viagra, but more data is needed. Bioequivalence also means that we must avoid sildenafil and Viagra unless we have been medically advised to take them. Young people are well treated with tadalafil or Cialis, while older people with other health problems may be more likely to use them than younger people. Medicines like this can be used to treat a variety of health problems, including diabetes, heart disease, cancer, diabetes and heart attack, so more data is needed. If you are not taking erectile dysfunction medication, you and your partner may need to take foreplay. If you are also taking Viagra or other medications for erectile dysfunction, use sildenafil injections only if your doctor has told you. Patients with ED should not only be prescribed sildenafil or Viagra and then lose out in follow-up care. However, if you are not taking any erectile dysfunction medication and have been told this by a doctor, you can use a Bildenafil injection. But of course do not use it unless you also take Viagra or other erectile dysfunction drugs as your doctors have advised you. Men with erectile dysfunction should consult with a doctor before buying sildenafil tablets online, especially if they buy them in large quantities. If other products are used or are used to treat erectile dysfunction, such as other medications, sildenafil should not be taken in combination with other medications. Do not take this medicine in conjunction with other products that contain high concentrations of other medications or other anti-inflammatory medications. Please do not use any medication with medications that contain other substances, especially those that have severe side effects. You should only take these medications if they are in the form of a prescription medicine or a combination of prescription medications and other medications. Sildenafil should not be taken in conjunction with other medications or other anti-inflammatory medications. Sildenafil should only be taken in combination with a prescription medication or a combination of prescription medications and other medications. Sildenafil should be taken only after a period of at least 24 hours after the last dose of another drug or in the presence of other drugs such as alcohol, tobacco or drugs with high concentrations of these substances. If you are taking any of the above medications, you should not take it in addition to other prescription medications and, or other medications. Sildenafil should not be taken until at least 24 hours after the last dose of another medication or in the presence of other drugs such as alcohol, tobacco or drugs with high concentrations of these substances. Sildenafil should not be taken in combination with other medications or other anti-inflammatory medications. Revatio can be used in combination with other anti-inflammatory medications such as aspirin, ibuprofen and other antifungal medications. Revatio can also be used in the presence of alcohol, tobacco or drugs with high concentrations of these substances. It may also be used in combination with other medications or other non-steroid medications. The Revatio brand sildenafil tablets are used for a completely different condition called pulmonary arterial hypertension, which is referred to in a separate medication sheet as pulmonary hypertension. If you have been prescribed this brand or one of its tablets, you should get a label from your doctor's office. Do not use sildenafil injection for Viagra or Stendra or use it as part of any other anti-inflammatory treatment for conditions other than pulmonary artery hypertension. Please do not use Bildenafil injections for Viagra, Stendra, etc., except in the presence of alcohol, tobacco or tobacco with high concentrations of these substances. This was Sildenafil, by backquote, and this was episode number 147. My name is Michelle Franklin, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.